Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't be a faithful man and tell lies. You can't be a faithful woman and tell lies. No such thing as a little lie. Just a little lie. Oh, no big deal. It's just a little lie. No, you have violated your own integrity. You have used the relationship with this person, the trust they have in you, you have used it to deceive them. That's what the devil does. Can you see what a serious thing this is? How many lies can we tell? None. No lies. No lies. What if it cost you to tell the truth? I only got five people with me. I said, what if it cost you something to tell the truth? Then you tell the truth. But you don't compromise your integrity. You don't become a partner with the enemy of God and partake of something and involve yourself in something God said He hates. He hates. And we're not talking about yesterday. We're not talking about last week. We're not talking about last month. We're not talking about what you and I have done in the past. We're talking about today. Right? God will forgive us. Won't He? He'll forgive us. I don't care if you were the lionest person on your block. God will forgive you. Not only will He forgive you, He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will forgive you and not remember it anymore and not bring it up to you, not mention it to you. How many believe the blood can cleanse you from lies as though you had never told that lie in the eyes of God? And that's what the blood can do for us. But we got to do something about today. We got to do something about tomorrow. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful men and women, faithful husbands and wives. You know, just a simple question like, where were you? Where were you? How many understand living like this will keep you out of sin? If you absolutely will never tell a lie, then you know you can't do that because they'd liable to ask you when you come home where you've been. And you can't lie. What have you been doing? You can't lie. And especially with your spouse and with your family. I mean, it ain't going to cut it for you to just always go, I can't say. I can't tell you where I've been. I can't say what I've been doing. Well, okay. You can't say. I mean, that might go with a stranger, but that ain't going to cut it with your wife and your husband. Are you with me, though?
Yes.
If you had it set in you like stone that you will not lie, that'll help keep you out of trouble,
yes,
won't it? Because you know they're liable to ask me. And I can't lie, so I got to keep things right. So if it comes up, I can say the right thing. I can live with what I got to say. Chapter 12. Proverbs 12. This is helping us, guys. This is helping us. I believe we're going to have a church full of truth tellers. Church full of faithful people. That wouldn't lie to you no matter what. They would not lie to you. Chapter 12. Are you there? 12, 22. Read it out loud with me. Lying lips are what? Man, that's a strong word. They are an abomination to the Lord. But they that deal what? Truly are what? Are His delight. Think about parents. All you got to do is think about this just a moment. It's a tough situation. Your child, if they tell the truth, they're in trouble. It's hard. They're going to deal with it. Makes them look bad. And they lie to you. They try to convince you that a lie is true. They bat their eyes at you and say, "Oh, Daddy, oh, Mama, I would never do that. No, I was over at a friend's house." And you know it. It's not true. What does that do to you? Is it an abomination? You love them, but what they're doing, you hate. But at the other side of it, what if they look at you? They know they're going to be grounded for 6 months. They know ain't no easy way out of this. This is going to cost me. And they step up and go, "Yes, sir. I was there. I did it." There's something in you that's delighted. Why? Because they are showing character. Right? So many things that maybe you can't even comprehend with your head are going off inside. This is the kind of stuff that'll cause it to go well with them in life. This is the kind of stuff that'll keep their marriage from being destroyed later on when they're married. That'll make them a good example to their kids. Oh, come on. This is what God can bless. Is it easy? No, it's not always easy. But like I said, if you get it set in you like stone that you're not going to lie, it'll keep you from doing that kind of stuff. Because you know you can't try to lie and hide it. And so if you're not ready, just go straight back home and tell everybody what you did. It's just easier not to do it. I don't think I'll do that. Proverbs 13:5. Just over one page, or maybe not that much. 13:5. What does it say? We saw that God hates it. But here it applies directly to us. A righteous man does what?
Hates
lying. Do you hate lying?
Yes.
Say it out loud. I
hate
lying. I hate lying. If it's an abomination to God, it's an abomination to me. Who invented lying? God did not invent lying. Lying was not a part of His original creation. Was it? Who invented lying? Jesus said in John 8 that Satan is a liar. And when he speaks a lie, he's speaking his own language. He's the father of it. The scripture says. Do we want to talk the devil's language? Do we want to yield to him and be a partner with him in deception? We must not be. How many understand it's no coincidence that the word, Holy Word, is called the Word of Truth. That the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus says, "I am the way." I am what? The truth and the life. Somebody say truth.
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 Truth. The Bible talks about individuals in the New Testament that would not receive the love of the truth, and so they were given over to deception and blindness. Say it out loud, I love the truth.
I love the truth.
I've made this statement, sometimes people look at you funny. I love the truth more than I love anything or anybody. And people look at you like, "You're supposed to love Jesus." That's what I said. He is the truth. You're supposed to love the Word of God. That's what I said. The Word of God is the truth. Say it out loud. I love
the truth
more than anything.
I hate a lie.
Well, if you really do, your lying days are over. I said, if you really do. How many say you could come in this service today, you could sit up, and you could go ho-hum and look at your watch and be glad when you got out and tell lies the rest of your life? Maybe not every day, but just when it was convenient. Huh? Keep you out of trouble. Get what you want. Whatever. Cover your hide. or something could happen supernatural in here today. Something could happen in you that would change you forever. That you would see lying like God does. And that you'd get on His side about this. and you'd get such a love of Him and love of the truth and such a desire to please Him and honor Him and be faithful to Him that you say, this is it. This is it. From this day forward, I will never lie again. So what if I make a mistake? That's not the same thing as lying. Lying is when you know better. You know what you're saying is not right. And nobody ever has to do that again. Well, we should be excited if our lying days are over. If you're kind of still trying to decide, well, then that would explain the uncomfortable silence. Go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 12. Do you have some more time? Sure you do. Come on, let's finish this up strong. Because you're not going to lie and say, I got something else I got to go do. I got to get out of here because I got something. Yeah, what you got to do? What is it you got to do? How many understand lying is a pervasive thing in Christians? People call on the phone. Is so-and-so there?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're looking right at you. I'm sorry. They're not here. Liar? Is that okay?
No.
Is it remotely okay?
No.
God hates it. It's an abomination to Him. It's not that hard to fix. They're not available for the phone. You want to choose each one of your words. Don't say they can't come to the phone unless they got something in both hands and got their foot on something. Can't come. If they just look at you and go, I'm not available to talk right now, then they told you they're not available. And they're not available. Or to be their choice. Or you may just want to say, I don't want to talk on the phone right now. I want to rest. I want to do this. I want to do that. And if people's got any sense, they wouldn't be offended about it. Because they know themselves, they don't want to talk on the phone sometime either. Oh, I understand. How many know what I'm talking about? We must eliminate these things from our life. We must think about what we're saying and only say what is true, or just don't say anything about that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, He Cannot Lie, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611C. That's R611C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.